America weekend.
I've been watching you for a while. You're different. And I believe everyone deserves a shot at redemption. Do you?
Absolutely. My days of breaking into places and stealing stuff.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time now for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Ant-Man.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe has been getting so big that they finally elected to try small. And what you'll get is a better film than Avengers Age of Ultron, with a wonderful turn from Paul Rudd as the diminutive superhero Ant-Man. And following in the footsteps of last summer's smash Guardians of the Galaxy, Ant-Man remembers to be offbeat and funny more often than its more familiar and serious-minded predecessors. In other words, tongue-in-cheek was the way to go. Peyton Reed handles his directing duties with just the right light touch, and Mr. Reed and Mr. Rudd have excellent support from a cast that includes Oscar winner Michael Douglas and a hilarious Michael Pena and a surprise visit from one of the mighty Avengers. Ant-Man does occasionally drift into formula and the relationship dynamics are old hat, but the special effects are terrific, the script is nimble, and the movie contains a fantastic cameo from Saturday Night Live veteran Garrett Morris that had me grinning from ear to ear. But most of the audience missed the significance, but I applaud the filmmakers for their awareness. Ant-Man is a whole lot of fun. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website. You can see all of his long-form reviews at reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back next week. Do your kids need braces? Did you wear braces? I answer yes to both questions. My son is about to get his braces on in the next month. I had braces not once, but twice. Yes, I had them from, 9 until almost 12? And then do you remember you would have to wear that thing called a headgear? It would make you look like Saturn. I was supposed to wear it to school. I didn't. The retainer, I didn't wear it every night. And what happened? My teeth opened back up. So I went through sophomore and junior and part of my senior year in high school with clear plastic braces. Wow. So I had to do it twice. Anyway, so my son will only do it once. Mark my words. Some people don't want to spend the money. It's a lot of money. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to shell out almost $7,000 to put braces in my kid's head for the next 18 months. So what about doing it yourself? You know, you think about this old house. If they could recreate and rebuild some 100-year-old dilapidated shack, why can't we just fix your teeth the same way? Here we go. This from station WISH in Indianapolis. A do-it-yourself method to achieve a perfect smile has orthodontists raising a red flag after videos continue to surface on social media showing the dangerous trend for do-it-yourself braces. Do a search on YouTube. You will find hundreds of videos about the treatments, and many of them are teenagers showing you how to do this. A majority of the users said all you need is an elastic rubber band, but doctors said the results can be beyond repair. This is very dangerous, said Dr. Karen Cottingham, ironically of Cottingham Orthodontists. Very dangerous, she added. In one video, viewed by more than 400,000 people, a girl can be seen on camera using an elastic rubber band to close a front gap. When you have braces on, it controls the movement of the teeth in all dimensions. Rotational, forward, backwards, up and down, they're all connected together and they are stabilized, this according to Dr. Cottingham. So when you're moving teeth in a very controlled way at a certain rate, that's healthy for the roots, Dr. Cottingham added. If you're just connecting a rubber band to a few teeth to try to move them, you have no control over the rate. If they move too fast, it could damage the root. Not only are they going to move together, they may also move up and down. She has been treating patients for 17 years and said that the do-it-yourself method can cause irreversible damage. Certainly, you can move teeth with elastic hair bands, but you have no control over that movement. You can actually damage the teeth, the supporting bone structures underneath. It can even result in the loss of the teeth. Again, according to Dr. Cottingham, she really is trying to get her point across here, is she not? The consequences were so alarming that the American Association of Orthodontists issued an alert last year warning about the dangers. Most people doing this aren't professionals at all, said Cameron Kincaid, an orthodontic patient. I think I would be too lazy to do it. All right. While Kincaid, 16, and his mother, Julie, chose the conventional route for his treatment plan, the price tag was not cheap. As parents with crooked teeth, we always had a feeling that he would have to have braces as well, said Julie Kincaid. We just kind of knew the expense was going to be coming, so we had to save up for it, and we did. Dr. Cottingham said most orthodontists will offer a free consultation to find a treatment plan that will work for the individual. Get ready for a high-pressure sales deal. Yes, you feel as if you're buying a car. We took my son to a few different places. One, you see a fancy video, then you get the doctor, then the financial person comes in, and oh my goodness, you feel like you're with the sales manager, and all of a sudden you just want to go to another dealership, but then you realize you're in an orthodontist's office. Anywho, and we're very happy with the people that we chose. Let me just get that out there on the record. Go and see a licensed orthodontist in your area. Don't take treatment into your own hands, said Cottingham. It takes years to learn how to do this properly, and so you definitely shouldn't play around with that yourself. And you know, she's thinking, if this works, I'm out of business. No. The American Association of Orthodontists said you can start to see the damage in about 4 to 6 weeks of using the rubber bands. Aren't these kids being monitored by their parents in any way, shape, or form? I'm serious. All right, what are these parents doing when this kid is up in the room making this video that's going to go up on YouTube, that's going to be seen by 400,000 people? And here's a question. Don't the parents even ask, gee, Michelle, why are you walking around with four rubber bands in your mouth? You're going to choke. Do these parents pay any attention at all to these kids anymore? I'm serious. This really gets me. These kids are walking around with braces, with rubber bands, and who knows even if they're doing it when the parents are around. I don't know. Maybe this whole thing is just some dodge and some lark that this kid came up with, and now that we're talking about it on a national radio show, and they were talking about it here on good old WISH over in Indianapolis. But if this is the case, and if this girl is treating herself with her own orthodontia methods, you would hope that the parents kind of understand what's going on. Gee, Dad, you have any extra rubber bands in your desk? Thanks. And all of a sudden, there she is trying to fit them around her bicuspids. That's never a good thing. It is rather dangerous. But if so many people are willing to try it, doesn't it maybe also kind of let you realize that orthodontia is incredibly expensive? That's not mentioned in here. Dr. Cottingham doesn't talk about how expensive it is. $7,000 for an 18-month treatment. And the argument, oh, well, you've got insurance. It's not covered. Are you serious? You've got to have the highest level of dental insurance to even have any of this covered. Think of the average health insurance plan. It does not provide dental. If you are provided anything, it's simply for a cleaning each year or every 6 months, actually. And that is it. And you have to pay for everything else. And it is not cheap. $7,000 for an 18-month course of treatment is ridiculously expensive. And it's why you see a lot of people walking around now in their early 20s and even into their later 20s with spaced and crooked teeth, because their parents just couldn't do it. When everything else is so damn expensive now anyway, you make choices. And unfortunately, if that's what kind of falls between the cracks, or in this case, falls between the spaces of the teeth, that is a shame. My opinion, stay away from sticking the rubber bands in your mouths, kids. It makes for a wonderful YouTube video, but if you do damage that you cannot reverse, all of a sudden you're going to be looking for false teeth when you're in your mid-20s. And that's not a good thing. We move along. Time for America's Business now with Ted David. And have you looked at your car insurance lately? Has it gone up? Really? Accident? No. Speeding tickets? No. Check your credit rating lately? That could be why. Here's Ted David.
Do you ever wonder how a lender decides whether to give you credit? For years, creditors have been using credit scoring systems to determine if you'd be a good risk for credit cards, auto loans, and mortgages. These days, other types of businesses, including auto and homeowners insurance companies and phone companies, are using credit scores to decide whether to issue you a policy or provide you with a service, and on what terms. A higher credit score is taken to mean you're less of a risk, which in turn means you're more likely to get a credit card or a cell phone or insurance, and maybe even pay less for it. In addition to your driving record, the Federal Trade Commission says some insurance companies also use credit report information along with other factors to help predict your likelihood of filing an insurance claim and the amount of the claim. They may consider this information when they decide whether to grant you insurance and the amount of the premium they charge. The credit scores insurance companies use are sometimes called scores, like FICO scores, or credit-based insurance scores. Your credit report is a key part of many credit scoring systems, so that's why it's critical to make sure your report, your credit report, is accurate. Federal law gives you the right to get a copy, free, of your credit reports from each of the three national credit reporting companies once a year. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, or FCRA, also gives you the right to get your credit score from the national credit reporting companies. They are allowed to charge a reasonable fee for that score. When you buy it, you often get information on how you can improve it. To get your free annual report, visit www.annualcreditreport.com. That's www.annualcreditreport.com. That's America's Business. I'm Ted David. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Ted. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.